This is the Catch Up on Hit with Flick and Tim.
Are you playing Matchmaker again, Flick? Because yes. We did this on Valentine's Day. You set me up on 10 blind dates in 10 hours.
We met some fabulous people, didn't we?
We did. We met some lovely people.
None of it. Great time.
It never worked out, though.
No, but we all had a great time. We left a little bit more exhausted because it was a very full-on day.
It was a huge day. It was a lot of fun.
But I just want to be a matchmaker. That's my quest in life.
You're playing matchmaker again?
Ever since I did Fiddler on the Roof years ago and I wasn't cast as the matchmaker, I've realised that that's what I'm yearning to do. I want single people to find love.
Okay, so what are we doing? How are we helping single people this time?
I want you all, if you're single, to take out your phones, type in the website, hit.com.au, click on the win page and nominate yourself if you are looking for love. We are doing some extreme blind dating, Tim.
Extreme blind dating? What are they? They're skydiving?
While No. It's extreme is probably the wrong word because it will take place in the radio studio.
That's extreme. That is exciting. So we're going to have blind dates. We're going on blind dates live on air.
I'm not telling you what the twist is.
Uh-huh.
But a big thank you. A big thank you to blockoutblinds.com.au. Book your blind date at blockoutblinds.com.au. That's a little teaser. We've teamed up with them for a brand new dating experience that you mentioned Love Island, you mentioned The Bachelor, all these other people.
Boring. Seen it all before.
It makes them look like an episode of Midsummer Murder, right? This is way more exciting and way more Bendigo as well.
If you are in Central Victoria, if you're over 18 and you're single, head to hit.com.au, go to the win page, fill in your deets, and we could be setting you up on a blind date right here on the radio.
There's a couple of questions as well. Cats or dogs, pineapple on pizza, some fun stuff. Fill it out because we're going to find you a good match.
Oh, yeah.
A great match.
This isn't married at first sight. We're not just matching you based on drama. This is real.
We are way better experts. Hit.com.au. If you're single and you're ready to hand yourself over to a brand new dating experience.
Look, I found myself in a housemate dilemma moved into winter. Winter has come. It is colder now. And so washing has kind of changed the way that I do my washing and the way that all of us do our washing.
Oh, yeah. If you don't have a dryer, like most people. Mm. Do most people have a dryer?
I don't know. We don't have a dryer. Do you have a dryer?
No. We use the Golden Square Laundromat. Shout out to the Golden Square Laundromat.
Do you really use the laundromat?
Because, but only on dire, like every second week when we get round to the towels and the sheets and there's just a backlog, we're like, right, let's just go get it done.
Mm-hmm. So backstory, I live with three other people, two girls, one other guy. So there's four of us all together.
Place. Yep.
And during the summer months, during the warmer months, we do our washing and we've got like a big outside drying thing.
It's got a clothesline.
That's the one. Thank you.
All right, down.
So there's heaps of space.
Things I learnt today. Yes, there's heaps of space.
For everybody to hang their clothes. Now that it is cold, we don't have a dryer. So we have two clothes horses. Two clothes like driving.
Horses, correct.
Horses, yeah. Yep.
Don't ride them. You will end up in pain. That is a lesson from young Flick.
Now I'm like checking all my terminology with you. You know all of these
words. That's correct, but I did injure myself at a clothes horse. Can't you tell?
So, we are now down to limited space when it comes to washing.
It's a common problem because they're such small things, but you've got multiple people.
You can really get one person's stuff on one clothes horse. And so every now and then, somebody will leave their stuff on the clothes horse for a few days. You'll do your washing and then you'll come to the clothes horse and you go, oh, I got to give you a little bounce, give you a little kick out of here, other person's clothes, which is normally okay, except I feel a little bit awkward when it comes to the girls. I feel weird even talking about it.
Do you want me to say it?
Say it.
Underwear.
I feel weird when I've got to move their underwear because, I don't know, I'm a housemate and like a women's underwear, my underwear just looks like boxer shorts. They don't look like anything.
Yeah.
I think anybody would chuck my, like when they're clean, grab them, chuck them. They just look like shorts.
Done? Yeah, okay. But women's underwear is a more delicate situation.
It's more delicate, Flick.
And they're also very flimsy. They usually fall off the clothes horse, particularly. There's so little fabric usually.
Yes.
Growing up in a family of three sisters, there was particular members of the family where there was so little fabric to hold them onto the horse that they would often just sort of wisp away and then the heating duct would pick them up and blow them down
Dad's into
like,
an
oh,
air
God,
vent and you'd never get them again.
Oh, G-bangers everywhere.
So it's got me in a weird situation because I don't want to take them off the clothes horse, but I also don't want to leave just them on the clothes horse because then I've clearly made a decision around that and like left them out.
You don't want to touch your female housemate's underwear. Is this the issue?
My question is, Flick, can I handle my housemate's underwear?
Can I ask a little, I want to establish something first. Did you bring any clothes horse to the share house arrangement?
No, I didn't bring one, but they had a broken one that they were going to throw out, and I said, I'll have that. So technically, two own one and two own the other. No, you think I should just buy a new clothes horse? Yes, we could bypass the whole situation and just buy a third clothes horse.
Amanda, she's got two boys. And, you know, like most boys, their room's a bit grubby. She needed our help with her sons, Sam and Riley. Good morning, Amanda.
Is Sam there?
He is.
All right.
Oh.
Hi,
hello,
Sam.
Buddy.
Hi.
So we've heard that you had a bit of an issue cleaning up your room and doing your homework. Is that right?
Yep.
What's distracting you, Sam?
Watching stuff on YouTube.
Okay. Yeah, we're all guilty of that, Sam. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
I watch stuff on YouTube all the time. But you have a particular passion of yours, am I right?
Yep.
What do you love?
Soccer.
Who's your club?
Maryborough Soccer Club.
Shout out to Maryborough Soccer Club this morning.
Sam, last week we were talking about Donald Trump, Kim, and Kim Jong-un. Donald Trump used a trailer to convince Kim to be his mate. And we made a little trailer for you, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
You ready to hear it?
Yep.
All right.
One champion footballer. From Bendigo boy to FIFA World Cup winner. And the story of how one small change at home sent him on a path to international glory. From the makers of Take Out the Trash, You Feral Housemate, comes a story of grubby mess to success. Sam, a super mega awesome soccer success story. A story of cleanliness.
Don't you get it? If you've got a messy room, you've got a messy shot.
A story of learning.
What does maths homework have to do with being a FIFA superstar?
Sam, the ATO is here. You haven't lodged any earnings in 4 years.
And how one man overcame laziness to become a champion.
I'm just so happy I did my homework and cleaned my room all those years ago, or I wouldn't be here playing the FIFA World Cup 2030 Berlin.
Sam, a super mega awesome soccer success story.
There we have it. Sam, thoughts?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Do you think you're going to make it to 2030 FIFA World Cup? We think you do. You have the chance.
Maybe.
Well, all you got to do, mate, is do your homework and clean your room, as you can tell by the trailer. Did the trailer convince you, Sam? Have you been picking up your game?
Not really.
Oh, no?
Damn. It only works for world leaders. Amanda, is the situation still the same?
No, his room's actually clean.
Oh, what?
The room is clean?
Are you kidding me?
No, it's seriously clean. I did have to nag just a little, though.
Yes, the power of the trailer.
Definitely the trailer. None of this nagging. Oh, that's awesome. Nah, Sam, we are in your corner. We're excited to see where soccer takes you. And you know what? You still got to watch those YouTube tutorials. We get it. That's how you learn soccer these days. I understand. Yeah. So good luck, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing along. And all the best.
Thanks.
Chatting with Nathan Curry, our expert on all things sport from Channel 9 Sport. Nath, big weekend of footy, both kinds, actually. Let's talk AFL first and Friday night.
Yeah, we saw two big names, Sydney Swans, take on the West Coast. And what a result.
Yeah, huge. Particularly, West Coast has been flying, but Sydney at the SCG is just looking too good at the moment. It's interesting times. I think, from my point of view, I think West Coast will probably finish top two, so they won't have to travel to the SCG in the final. So, even though they came away with a loss, I don't think they'll be too concerned.
Do you think this could be a rematch for the grand final for those two?
I hope so. I suppose when I was younger, the first grand finals I really took notice of, or really appreciated, I suppose, were the ones where it was Sydney and West Coast 2 years in a row, and they were both decided by less than a goal. So the grand finals back then were awesome. So I'd be rapt if it was those two again. I think they've certainly got a lot of history.
Hey, the other type of football that everybody's talking about is, of course, the FIFA World Cup. Australia going down 2-1 to France. What are we thinking of the team this year?
Oh, it's impressive, I think, because France is the I think they're ranked seventh anyway, but they were ranked seventh before going into the World Cup. So I think the fact that we could duke it out with them for pretty much most of the game, it's a shame we lost. But the fact that we're in that position, because a few years ago in the World Cup, it got pretty ugly for us early on and we never really recovered. So I think we can take a lot of confidence out. A lot of conjecture about whether there should have been that review and then the penalty which allowed France to get on top. But yeah, I think it was really pleasing for us. I think it was a great. I think it's not the result we wanted, but I think it's really pleasing and we can build from there.
We can definitely hold our heads high. Hey, did you catch Denmark and Peru? Of course, the other two teams that we're going to be coming up against.
I actually haven't. I haven't seen them yet, but I certainly think we're a better chance to knock off those two sides than we were with France. So yeah, I really think we should be confident this week. I think we can progress.
Oh, I love a little bit of enthusiasm from Nathan Curry. And you know what? You are sporty through and through. We'll let you get back on your run. You are so fit and active.
Marathon training starting to build up. It's getting a bit scary.
Oh, go you, good thing. We won't hold you back any longer. Thank you so much, Nathan Curry from the Channel 9 newsroom.
Thanks, guys. Bye.